Sheikh Hassan Dahir Awais, leader of the Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia, returned to the country on Thursday after 2 years in exile in Eritrea. He fled Somalia as Ethiopian troops regained control of the capital from the Islamic Courts Union, the Islamist administration that briefly ran the country in 2006. Awais had served alongside Somalia's current president, Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, in the Islamic Courts Union, and then in the Exile Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia. But that group split into two factions. Sharif signed an agreement with the government last year, and at the end of January, members of his faction joined Somalia's parliament, and Sharif was selected president. Meanwhile, Awais, who is on the United States' list of terrorist suspects, has remained in opposition. While President Sharif has succeeded in gaining the backing of some of the Islamic insurgents, others have remained opposed, particularly the radical Al-Shabaab militia and Hizbul Islam, a coalition of militias including Awais' ARS. There have been hopes that Awais' return might lead to reconciliation between the Islamist factions. In his first address since his return, Awais praised the parliament's recent approval of Islamic law in the country. But he questioned whether the government will implement Islamic law adequately, given that the government has the support of Ethiopia and the United States. Awais also said that African Union peacekeepers should leave the country before negotiations with the government begin. He warned that if peacekeepers do not leave, they will be targeted by insurgents, just as Ethiopian troops were before. There are about 4,300 peacekeepers from Uganda and Burundi in Mogadishu. They have already become a growing target of attack for insurgents since Ethiopian troops withdrew from the country earlier this year. Many of the government's key backers, including a prominent group of Islamic clerics, while rejecting attacks on the peacekeepers, also want them out. But the weak government, which controls little more than a few blocks of the capital, also needs foreign backing. On Thursday, President Sharif met donors from the United Nations, European Union, and African Union in Brussels, securing pledges of over $200 million to support security in the country. A key component of that effort will be backing the African Union peacekeepers. In a more promising sign for reconciliation, Awais also criticized the recent assassinations of leaders of the Islamic Courts Union, which now backs the government. Meanwhile, fighting continues in other parts of the country. On Thursday, local media reported that Al-Shabaab retook the central town of Jaulo from a clan-based militia with 5 people killed. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.